Today is Thursday, May 14, 2026. This is your AI briefing for Startup Operator. In the next 8 to 9 minutes, we'll get into GPT Real-Time 2's production numbers from Sierra's benchmarks, the first confirmed AI-developed zero-day exploit hitting NPM and PyPI, and why your classic RAG setup is quietly burning API budget you don't know you're spending. Let's start with a number that should make every voice product team stop what they're doing, 200%. That is the P90 latency reduction Sierra measured in production when they migrated from a cascaded ASR+, LLM+, TTS pipeline to GPT Real-Time 2, not P50, where you'd see a solid but unremarkable 30% improvement. The tail latency, the calls where everything goes slightly wrong, the noisy line, the ambiguous turn, the complex toolchain. That's where Real-Time 2 is 3 times faster than what you're running today. Ken Murphy from Sierra presented this at the OpenAI Build Hour alongside the OpenAI team, and the implication is pretty direct. If your current voice stack is stitching together 3 separate APIs, a Whisper class transcription service, a GPT 4-tier model, and a dedicated TTS provider, you're paying across 3 billing systems, maintaining 3 SLA relationships, and absorbing 3 sources of latency compounding against each other. For 100,000 calls per month at average 3-minute length, that kind of cascaded stack runs you somewhere between $3,000 and $8,000 a month depending on your providers, plus the engineering overhead of keeping the orchestration layer alive. GPT Real-Time 2 consolidates that into a single WebSocket API. OpenAI hasn't published per-minute pricing publicly yet, so you'll need to run a pilot to close the cost comparison. But the functional upgrades alone deserve attention. The context window jumped from roughly 32,000 tokens to 128,000 4 times larger, which means conversations approaching an hour without context truncation. The team also demonstrated parallel tool calling across 15 to 20 tools simultaneously, which prior real-time models couldn't approach. Sierra's production pattern is worth replicating as a mental model. They run both Real-Time 2 and text-based GPT-4 routing simultaneously, selecting by task type Real-Time 2 for latency-sensitive moderate complexity agents, text models for deep reasoning chains. That hybrid requires an abstraction layer, which they estimate at 4 to 6 engineering weeks to build properly. But it gives you vendor resilience and lets you optimize capability per call type rather than committing everything to one model architecture. Here's the decision rule the team laid out. If your current P90 voice response latency is above 2 seconds, or your cascaded stack costs exceed $2,000 a month for your call volume, run a parallel benchmark of 50 to 100 representative calls on Real-Time 2 this week. Measure P50 and P90 latency and task completion rate, not audio quality scores, which Sierra explicitly flagged as the wrong primary metric. If P90 improvement exceeds 100% in your benchmark, migration analysis is justified. Below 10,000 calls per month, use the managed real-time API directly. Custom voice activity detection, which is Sierra's approach, only makes economic sense above 500,000 calls per month with specialized audio conditions. Now let's talk about something that should be on every engineering team's radar this week, regardless of whether you're building voice products. Google's Threat Intelligence Group confirmed the first AI-developed zero-day exploit used in the wild, and the specific attack vector hits directly at how AI coding agents work. The attack in question, called Shai-Hulud, compromised 373 malicious package versions across 169 NPM package names, expanding into PyPI. The reason this matters specifically for AI development teams is that Cursor, Copilot, Claude Code, these tools install packages at 20 to 50 per session, and human review rates on those installs run somewhere between 10 and 30%. You're essentially delegating dependency management to an agent that has no threat model for supply chain poisoning. The Vercel breach in April 2026 made this concrete. Attackers gained access through a third-party AI platform compromise and demonstrated, according to Vercel's own CEO statement, surprising velocity an in-depth understanding of Vercel's internal systems. Third-party AI platform compromise is now a confirmed live attack vector. The defensive investment here is genuinely low cost. Socket.dev for NPM runs free for open source, $49 a month for a teen tier. Pip audit is free. GitHub Advanced Security costs $49 per user per month. For a five-person team, you're looking at $200 to $300 per month total. This week's action is simple. Run npx socket scan and pip audit against your active repositories. Both complete in under 5 minutes. Do it today. The third thread running through everything this week is memory architecture, and SAP made a €1 billion statement about where the industry is heading. SAP acquired two companies, Dremio, which brings lakehouse architecture with a semantic layer and data lineage tracking, and Prior Labs, whose tabular foundation model TabPFN was published in Nature. The framing from analysts covering the deal is pointed. For any agent touching ERP, CRM, or financial data, the right architecture is a governed semantic layer with lineage tracking, not a vector index of exported documents. Pinecone, which has its own competitive interest in this conversation, published data claiming that context rediscovery can consume up to 85% of agent compute in poorly architected systems. That number needs validation against your own work logs before you use it in a business case, but the underlying problem it describes is real and worth measuring. Building on that, at 100,000 agent runs per month at 10 cents per run, an 85% rediscovery overhead translates to roughly $8,500 a month in recoverable API costs. The cheapest diagnostic available to you right now isn't buying new infrastructure. It's 4 to 8 hours of engineering time to instrument your existing agent logs. Count retrieval calls before first useful action per run. Track how often the same source gets opened multiple times in a single session. Measure your token budget split between context ingestion and reasoning. That baseline is your evaluation criterion before you talk to any memory infrastructure vendor. Pinecone, SAP, Microsoft's GraphRag investment, or any of the others converging on this space right now. For the cost optimization piece, model-tiered routing deserves a direct number. At 1,000 complex agent sessions per day, averaging 200,000 tokens per session, all GPT-4o routing costs approximately $30,000 per month. A tiered mix of 70% Claude Haiku and 30% Sonnet runs approximately $4,650 per month, an 84% reduction. Implementation via Light LLM or Open Router is estimated at 1 to 2 engineering days. Verify current API pricing before budgeting, since these figures are based on mid-2025 published rates, but the directional math is sound. And one more build consideration before we close. If you're packaging AI capabilities as productized services, persistent client-customized engines for brand, content, or lead generation. Claude's 200,000 context window and artifacts feature create a compelling margin structure. At Claude 3 Haiku pricing, a client generating 50 brand assets per month costs approximately 15 cents in API costs. At a $97 per month price point, your gross margin on API costs alone exceeds 98%. The IP protection consideration. For kits priced above $500, deploy via API with server-side system prompts, not Claude.ai projects where system prompts may be visible to clients. And pin your model version explicitly, specifying the exact release string rather than latest, to prevent silent behavior drift. Today's sprint goal is concrete. 1. Run socket scan and pip audit on your 3 most active repositories before end of day. This is a 30-minute task with immediate security return. 2. If you're running a voice product, schedule 50 benchmark calls on GPT Realtime 2 this week and measure P50 and P90 latency against your current stack. 3. Spend 4 hours pulling agent work logs and counting retrieval calls before first useful action. That number is your memory architecture baseline. Thanks for spending time in the Build Brief today. That's your AI operator briefing for Thursday, May 14th. Come back tomorrow. There's always more to ship. Keep building. I'll see you in the terminal tomorrow.